I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The city of Hobbs is learning its citizens of a phone call scam involving impersonators of the city of Hobbs requesting payments of charges to be made over the phone. According to a press release, scammers are cold calling individuals stating they owe over $3,000 a charge from Amazon, which they're trying to collect. The phone number appears on caller ID as the city of Hobbs with the office line of 575-397-9226. This is a scam. The city in no way will call a resident or business to request money or pass due charges in any way. If you receive such a phone call, hang up without giving any personal information and call Hobbs Police. According to a post on the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Facebook page, a Chaffetz County Sheriff's Sergeant was returning a runaway to their home in Dexter on Wednesday when the sergeant observed to be 26-year-old Hector Aguayo Salazar, who was standing outside a residence at 102 West Darby. Salazar was wanted for murder and tampering with evidence from an incident in March of this year, in which he's a suspect in the shooting of his estranged girlfriend. The sergeant dropped off the runaway and returned where Salazar was seen, but he was gone. Other deputies responded and locked the residence down and then called out Salazar to surrender. He eventually did to deputies without incident. New Mexico State Police are investigating a shots fired incident in which a state police supervisor fired at a vehicle during a chase that began in Roswell and ended in Tatum on Monday. That according to state police, the truck which was carjacked in Roswell allegedly by 27-year-old Joel Contreras of Roswell led authorities on a 72-mile chase into Tatum. The truck headed east on Highway 380 where state police parked near milepost 222 and exited their vehicles. As the truck approached him, one of the officers discharged a department-issued rifle at the truck, striking it at least once. Contreras continued to drive into Tatum where stop sticks disabled the vehicle's tires and overturned. Contreras was taken into custody and the police officer involved in the shooting was placed on standard administrative leave. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.